This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hello friends, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network, and you are listening to episode 112 of the Conscious Resistance Live. Today's episode is called Operation Underground Railroad is Live. And I'm going to tell you guys all about that in the next 30 minutes or so, if you can give me your time, for a very important message. This might be, I think, one of the most important broadcasts and definitely episodes of this semi-regular podcast that I have done. And I mean that in all seriousness. For those of you who follow my work and know my work and know the kind of effort I put into my content, into my research, into my activism, I hope that you will understand the severity and the seriousness that I have to share with you tonight regarding what I'm calling Operation Underground Railroad. And I really hope that you guys will listen up, especially those of you who might be in the United States, friends, family, associates, or wherever you're living and are concerned with what is happening around the world in relation to COVID-19, what might be happening in the coming fall or winter as we're being prepped for a dark winter or a second wave, or just concerns around the upcoming US election. There are a lot of people who have many, many concerns, and I've been talking to hundreds of them over the past few months. We've seen thousands of people get excited and interested in solutions focusing on freedom cells. I've had people reach out to me wanting to come down here to be a part of the community, the Conscious Agora that I'm working on, but also people who are simply just kind of, to be honest, terrified and wanting to find out, is it there? How can I get over there? Do you have any ideas how I could travel without a passport? All kinds of questions and concerns. And I'm going to try to field as much of that as I can, not tonight here on the show, but in general. And this is a part of something that I call Operation Underground Railroad, or as I've written about, the counter-economic underground railroad, the modern underground railroad. We're going to talk about these concepts tonight. Of course, first, I'd like to remind you guys to bookmark theconsciousresistance.com, which is the home for my website. You can find all of my documentaries and watch them for free. You can download and or purchase my books, including the one we're about to talk about briefly, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State. You can also see all of the years worth of reports that I have done, that people like John Bush and others have done. And you can find us on Float, on Mind. You can find us on Hive. You can join my text list so you can get updates. Like those of you who are on the text list at 7 o'clock tonight got a text saying, hey, I'm going live. Please check this out. You can find us on BitChute and on Library. And if you want to follow us on Telegram, we have a Conscious Resistance channel, as well as I have my own Derek Bros Daily News channel, if you want to find that. And finally, you can support us by Patreon or by getting some Kratom through My Brave Botanicals. So again, we're talking about the counter-economic, the underground, the modern underground railroad. And I want to cut as quick to the chase as possible for those of you who might be hearing this and not have a lot of time, and then I'll get into the deeper stuff. If you are concerned about what's coming in the United States and what's happening, if you are thinking about perhaps leaving the United States, or maybe even, let's say, just taking a short vacation around the time of the election, maybe now is the time to really start making those plans, because we are only 4.5-5 weeks away from the US election. And if you want to get involved, not necessarily with the land project I have going on. I have an email for that. That's exitandbuild@protonmail.com for those who want to be involved in my land project. But we've already got more than enough people interested in that. But if you are simply looking for help or ideas or information, or don't know anybody but you need somewhere to go to get out of where you're at, whether it's the U.S. or elsewhere, please reach out at opurr@protonmail.com. Let me type that real quick. Okay. All right, so opurr@protonmail.com, as in Operation Underground Railroad at protonmail.com. So if you are interested and you want to get involved in this in some way, or you just need help, and Gary, this might sound crazy to some of you, what I'm saying here, but I'm about to go over the information of why this is necessary and why I do believe that you should be very, very, very prepared for what might be coming in the coming weeks and in the 11 weeks between the election and whoever is going to get sworn as the next president. Look, to me, all of this stuff is just, it's a theater, it's a show, it's like, you know, professional wrestling. And coincidentally, Donald Trump was in the WWE and was basically an actor. And it makes perfect sense to me. This is all, there's a narrative that's being shaped. I don't really trust any of it, but I do know that the goal is to create order out of chaos. And we are pushing more and more towards chaos with the back and forth between Democrats and Trump about who's not going to leave office, or is the military going to go with this people? They're prepping people for conflict, for civil unrest. And I don't want to spend all my time in there on that topic. But the point is, many people see this happening. So I'm simply saying, it's better to be alive than to be, you know, caught in something or to be unprepared, you know. And so if you're going to stay in the U.S., if you feel like it's important to be there, or you want to, because in my book, the How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, where I first talked about this concept of the counter-economic underground railroad, I also talked about two different strategies. One is called exit and build, as in what I'm choosing to do at the moment, hence the email exitandbuild@protonmail.com. The idea of exiting the area you are in for a different area with relatively more freedom, or just simply for safety purposes and choosing to build elsewhere. The other idea is hold down the fort. And for those of you who choose, or out of necessity, perhaps have no other option, can't leave, you try to hold down the fort and spread freedom and liberty everywhere, you know, where we're at, but also maybe different places we choose to go to for various reasons. It can create a lot more power and independence from this system. So what I'm calling on for people who choose that they think it's the better strategy to get out, if you want to exit, even if it's just temporary, you want to come to Mexico during the week of the election, or, you know, come take a 2-week vacation with your family and visit Morelia and visit some other beautiful places and come enjoy the beautiful weather and the food and everything and watch the election from a distance. If you feel safer doing that, then please, again, reach out at opurr@protonmail.com. This is something that I take serious. If it sounds nuts to you, that's fine. But I do know that, as I wrote in this book, which I published January 31st, right before all this coronavirus stuff began, about the technocracy that's coming into grips here. We are dealing more and more with a heavily surveyed world, but also because of this biosecurity state that's emerging from COVID-19, we're seeing, you know, health surveillance, we're seeing the empowerment of government in many different ways. And I've gone over this in other reports about the tyranny in New Zealand, Australia, and what's on the horizon for the US. The point is, the technocracy is strong and it's growing, and they're pushing towards mandatory vaccines. And they're basically pushing, even if it's not mandatory with a gun to your head, you basically won't be able to function in, you know, normal society on their grid if you don't play along and don't play ball with them. So it's important to be able to have some independence from that system and not be completely dependent on it. Otherwise, they can lock you out, and then you're going to be left with the choice, as I wrote in this book. Okay, well, I didn't prepare. I never listened to that guy that was telling me to be forward thinking, to, you know, be able to take care of my family in any circumstances. So here I am. I got to feed my family. I guess they say if I'm going to work, I have to have this vaccine. I guess I'll go do it since I have no other choice, because I didn't think ahead and I have no preparations or anything like that. So at the very least, this is a call to action to say, guys, as I'm going to illustrate tonight with my most recent article for The Last American Vagabond, there are some crazy things on the horizon, and all of the typical signs of simulations and exercises are prepping for what is coming on the election. And I think that generally it is all political theater, but that doesn't mean the political theater doesn't have real world consequences. And that's absolutely the point that we're at. So if you have, if you have a concern about this, then please, you know, please do reach out at opurr@protonmail.com. And I really hope that you guys will think more about this. So I want to talk a little bit now about what exactly this whole concept is. As I said, I did write about this in my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State, which you can download for free at theconsciousresistance.com/how-to. And in this chapter down here on chapter 7, the Counter-Economic Underground Railroad, I'm not going to read it, but it lays down my thoughts and my ideas on this whole thing. And I actually did a video, you can find this at theconsciousresistance.com, on the Counter-Economic Underground Railroad, where I directly break down this concept and compare it to, you know, the Civil War era Underground Railroad, and I've said this before recently on social media, that I don't think so many people quite yet realize that there are refugees from the United States already. And one thing I've noticed, it's odd that when I moved to Mexico, I noticed how many sort of nationalistic, jingoistic people sort of took it personally, that, oh, how dare you leave the United States and for Mexico? And people just say, just stay in Mexico. Just stop talking about what's going on in the U.S. Mind your own business since you decided to leave. Like, they're personally offended by it. I just thought that's funny. But the point here is that there are people who are already leaving the United States because they see what's on the horizon, and they've been leaving for years. Sometimes just, oh, it's cheaper to live in Mexico, or it's beautiful, whatever. But now I think more and more for political reasons. These aren't just, you know, people who are afraid of Donald Trump or people who are afraid of the left wing. And it's also, at least for me, not about abandoning, but it's about building. Because I believe that if and when the time does come that people, let's say our friends and family who don't necessarily want to be a part of some boogaloo civil war and they want to get away, your grandparents, there needs to be somewhere to go to that's safe, you know, that they can be at. And I believe that there is opportunity here in Mexico. There is also problems that I will be discussing in upcoming videos, because I'm going to start doing more videos and reports on what's going on here in Mexico as well. But the point is that people are trying to get away from some of the things for the moment. And I think that this network of safe houses and communities, as people make their way down to the border and across the border into Mexico, and maybe just the first stop would be, you know, somewhere close to the border, and they meet people there, they connect, and they can help them land on their feet. Here's a place for you while you figure out. And then if you want to, you can continue driving down into other cities further south. You know, I know plenty of people in different parts of Mexico who are looking for people who want to build community. But even if you're just like, I just need to get away for a little bit, the opportunity is there. And so I've talked about this there. I also, on episode 107, I did an Ask Me Anything AMA about the Mexico Project, which is what I'm doing out here. And then recently I wrote this, The Mexico Project, aka The Conscious Agora. All of this is on the Conscious Resistance website. I will post this in the details in the videos after we're done. My point is that I've been talking about this and writing about this for a while. This isn't just some sort of fluke random idea. I knew before COVID even came along and all the things that were already happening that we are progressing in this direction, and that it was going to get dicey, and that people are going to look for ways out and ways to safety or ways to reorganize and things of that sort. So this is what we're doing. This is what Operation Underground Railroad is about. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance Network. The email that you see on screen is opurr@protonmail.com. And it's basically, that's the way to get in touch if you want to be able to connect to this Operation Underground Railroad. All right, so let me now share with you guys. Christina says I'm freezing up. Is everybody else able to see me? It seems like other people are hearing me okay. Let me know if you guys can hear me okay. Sounds like it's all right on my end. Might be Christina's connection, but it could be me. But I do want to make sure you guys can hear me, because the next part of this conversation, as I just explained, the Operation Underground Railroad, which is the solution, which is the most important part. I also want to be able to talk to you guys about the why. You know, where you kind of sound crazy, Derek. Why do you think there needs to be an underground railroad? You know, why is this even necessary? This just sounds like conspiracy talk. And I want to get into that now and discuss this idea that there is something going on with the election, or that something could be coming up. And I recently wrote this article. It seems like some people are hearing me okay. Some people are having trouble. It could be my signal. I apologize. But if you can at least hear me, then please deal with the video. All right. So let's go into this, though. This is my latest article, and it's extremely, extremely important, guys. I took the time to write this article. I get paid to write for The Last American Vagabond. This is the way I make a living as a freelance investigative journalist who talks about unpopular topics. I work for The Last American Vagabond. But I don't do it because I get paid. It's nice, but I do it because I want you guys to read it. I take the time, spend hours doing research and hours writing and putting this all together, because I hope that somebody would listen and, you know, do something and make a change in their life. And if you care about what's coming, and if you think that any of the things I've said have the potential to be, you know, concerning to you, then please do go to The Last American Vagabond. Go look at my latest article. You'll see it on the front page, or just go to the top where it says Bros series up here. You click on that and you can find all my articles. This is called The Establishment's Plan to Divide, Part 2, COVID-19, Election 2020, and the Great Reset. And this is part two of an article that I wrote part one of 4 years ago. And part one was much shorter, but it basically described that Donald Trump, I wrote this a couple of weeks after Trump was elected in 2016, predicting that Trump was, his role, as I believed, and I think it's correct, was to be the great divider, to be ridiculous and to be outrageous at every turn, to definitely encroach upon individual liberty, but to do it in a way that makes conservatives and other people sort of make excuses of it, because they're, well, at least he's fighting the Democrats and the Antifa and the radical left, and basically justifying accepting somebody in the same way that the left did with Obama, that they thought was going to be better, justifying accepting somebody that is less than what they say they are and is actually a part of the plan. Yes, for those of you who haven't quite got it, Donald Trump is not here to save the day. Donald Trump, there's a lot of layers to this and angles to this. As I mentioned and acknowledge in this 4,100 word piece, which it's longer than most typical articles that you might come across, but this is long form journalism, and I hope you guys will read it. It's divided into three separate parts. And as I said, it's 4,100 words. Sit down when you have 30 minutes to an hour to really read this. Take notes, follow the links that I do and that I put in there, and digest it and come up with your own thoughts, of course. But what I've seen is that Donald Trump has continued much of the plan. He's not clean, you know, drained the swamp or anything. He surrounded himself with Bilderbergers and Goldman Sachs and Big Oil and all kinds of other Zionists backed by Sheldon Adelson, and giving the key to Israel, and just all these similar connections. And a lot of people don't talk about it these days, but drone bombings actually increased under Trump within the first year. Trump has held an American citizen, yes, somebody accused of terrorism, but that's kind of a label that we know gets thrown around, held them indefinitely for over a year, and nobody talked about it. I was one of the few people in independent media to write about it. You know, I could go on and on. The point is, for every good thing that you might point to, well, he did this, or he talked shit to the media, or look, he's talking about the Antifa, the commies, there's plenty of other things to prove that he is more part of the game. He might be a wild card at times, but ultimately, he's pushing their agenda forward, and the agenda, as I predicted, was to divide the people more than ever. And at first I thought that the main focus was going to be a proxy war with Russia and Iran, and that still is in the works. But it seems like here we are in 2020 that the real plan is to divide the people against themselves, and the real war is going to be creating a faux engineered civil war. And that is at least what they are greatly, and as I outline in here, and of course I don't have the time to read this article to you, I don't want to, I want to encourage you to read it for yourself, please do. The establishment's plan to divide part two, COVID-19, election 2020, and the Great Reset. I think that this is one of the most important articles, and I write a lot of articles, I think they're all important. I'm really selective with what I write about, but I say this with all seriousness. This is one of the most important pieces I have written recently, and I implore you, I beg of you to take the time to read it and share it with people who you think will find it valuable, because it sort of summarizes and repackages much of what I've written about over the last 6 months since COVID began. I outline that COVID 1984 is about control, and I list all the different things: checkpoints, temperature screenings, contact tracing apps, forced vaccination, isolation, quarantine, all the different things that we've seen happen around the world and that continue to escalate as part of the new normal. And we're now in the ninth month of this. I talked about Event 201. I talked about Bill Gates and his involvement in this. Of course, we talked about the lockstep scenario from the Rockefeller Foundation and all the things. I talked about my work on parasite stress theory, showing that when there's a threat of pathogens, people tend to become accepting of authoritarianism and more obedient. I mean, there's empirical evidence to show this, and I believe that the people who are engineering this, not to say nobody died or anything like that, but to just say that the people who are guiding this definitely knew what card they were playing, just like they played their Trump card in 2016 and they continue to wield that card. They played the pathogen, dangerous pandemic card, and most people have fallen for it. But we have pretty much exposed that in Last American Vagabond. Between my work, Whitney Webb's work, and Ryan Christian's work, I think we've completely covered the masks, the lockdowns, the case numbers, the PCR test, and really just blown that official story to pieces as far as I'm concerned. So that's what the first section is about there on the article. And then the second part goes into civil unrest, election 2020, the second wave, and darkest winter. And this deals with most specifically what we're talking about, why I'm saying today, as of October 2nd, I am launching Operation Underground Railroad. Contact me at opurr@protonmail.com if you have questions, concerns about wanting to come to Mexico to visit, to get away from the U.S. during the election, if you are worried about what's coming, not to run away in fear, but to be forward thinking. Or at the very least, I encourage you guys to really think about getting yourself and your family a little bit of extra food in case there it does end up being chaos and civil unrest in the streets. As I'm going to outline, there has been many predictions of this, and by people with influence and with some power that we shouldn't just throw, blindly ignore. So get more food, get, some whatever you need to protect your family in the case of civil unrest in different places. Again, this is not coming from a place of fear. It's from a place of caring about you and wanting to help as many people as possible, because I'm okay with maybe looking crazy come the election if things don't go as chaotic as some of these predictions have said, and at least knowing that, hey, I tried to put the word out there in case something does happen. I'm not here trying to predict and act like I know what's happening. That's not what this article is about, but it's just outlining that this phrase, dark winter, second wave, and a number of different exercises have said that there will be chaos, there will be civil unrest around the election, likely martial law, one way or the other. And it doesn't, if any of this comes true, it's not going to be good. So I want you to think about that and really just be prepared in whatever way you can. The other thing that I want to say, guys, that as I'm going through this, all of October, this is going to be my focus. I'm not going to be writing much because I'm working on my documentary, The Pyramid of Power, but I am going to be producing three or four other videos. I don't have them in front of me. One of them is going to be a template that I'm basically going to create for those who maybe just don't know what to say. But I'm asking, if you do care about the people in your life that are concerned, you're concerned about this, and you want to make a genuine effort, not just posting on social media into the abyss, but honestly just posting something, or excuse me, emailing, texting, visiting directly, calling on the phone saying, hey, so-and-so, I care about you. Look, I'm really concerned about what's coming up around the election or this winter with these various predictions of, you know, COVID spikes and chaos in the streets, because this isn't conspiracy. This is all getting to the mainstream. The mainstream is prepping the public for this, prepping for the idea that we won't know who's going to be the winner on election night, because, and that's going to lead to both sides disputing the elections and all kinds of allegations. And there could be real chaos because of this. The point is, I'm going to put together a template to make it as easy as possible for those who want to go this route to use this as a guide to reach out to your family members and say, like, look, I have my reasons. And if you want to talk about that, we can get into this. But this isn't about convincing the people in your life to see everything as you see it right now. That really doesn't matter at this point, because if there is potential that this coming winter, this October, this election, November, December, going into 2021, January 2021 is when the World Economic Forum will have their next meeting, the Great Reset of 2021. In those coming months, whatever happens, I want people to be prepared. So, you know, the point here is that I'm trying to get people to be thinking ahead. And if you can think of a way to communicate with the people that you care about and try to reach them and say, look, I'm not asking you to believe what I believe, but would you be willing to, let's go take a short trip, vacation to Mexico for a week or two, or let's just stock up on food, or hey, let's finally learn how to use that gun that we've had, you know, waiting for one day we're going to use it, or let's just make sure that we, you know, all of our needs met in the event that the power goes out, all kinds of things. Just be prepared. Again, not fear, based on the data that we're about to go over. Please do think ahead and try to be prepared, and for any circumstances. I don't know if that sounds insane to you guys or what, but the point is that I'm trying to just put this out there because there is some writing on the wall. In addition to, as I said, the mainstream version, which is like, of course, Trump's not going to leave office. You know, he's a tyrant. He is a tyrant in many ways, just like all the different presidents that have come and gone. The thing is, he's no longer has the veneer of legitimacy. He's the ugly, dirty, buffoonish face of the corporatocracy that is now showing itself, and as it did during the Bush administration. Obama was just a slick talker, but at least it's all now out in the open. They've convinced half the public the only answer to stop Trump is to elect Biden. The other half is convinced the only way to stop the communists, the radical left, is to support Trump, you know, even if it's begrudgingly, because then it's just more left and right conflict. Meanwhile, these things are going on. So 4 years ago, I wrote the following, quote, Trump is a part of the program. He is keeping the people divided and distracted while the American public fights about the veracity of their news and the government searches for ways to begin regulating independent journalism while pretending to to care about the truth. I stand by this claim. 4 years of the Trump administration has shown that while he may occasionally play the role of the wild card, Donald Trump's most certainly playing a role in the establishment's plan. What is that plan? To divide the people so they may conquer the people. And as I said in part one, Trump is the great divider. His role is to keep the people fighting while the parasite classes take down independent media and sell the American public into a proxy war with Russia. Like I said, I originally thought it was mainly focused on Russia, but it seems more that it's about dividing the people against each other. Not only has the corporate media been floating the idea of a civil war since the beginning of the Trump administration, now Americans are literally killing each other in the streets over political debates. Trump is doing a grand job of playing the role of the great divider. He acts like a buffoon and says the kind of outrageous things you would expect to hear from a former WWE wrestler. The media reacts to this and his increasingly authoritarian measures and make sure that their bias is obvious as possible so people can say, look, the media, they have this bias against him. Don't you see the way they hate him? That must mean he's on our side. The Trump supporters and anti-left-wing activists respond to the bias with the assumption that the media's hatred for Trump must mean he's on our side. The more ridiculous Trump acts, the more vile the media, and the more divided the streets become. So I go on to just say how, like, it's not just Trump, though. Of course, we know that there are organizations that have been funded by George Soros and other powerful billionaires on both left and right to try to influence what's going on in the streets and to influence the media and the message that's coming out as well. But as I mentioned earlier, these forces, they seem to be converging, namely Donald Trump stoking the flames of division at every turn and a potential color revolution in the U.S. are setting the stage for a mass conflict centered around the U.S. presidential election of November 3rd, 2020. And this leads to, as I said, a number of simulations of the 2020 election. I'm just going to briefly read through this because I want you to read the article. One that you might have heard of is the Transition Integrity Project. They held a number of exercises simulating what might happen in the event that Donald Trump loses the 2020 election but refuses to leave office. The TIP itself is a very secretive group made up of former and current Republicans who are never Trumpers, neocon Republicans, and Democrats associated with the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton. This was reported in the mainstream by the Boston Globe, but it just seemed kind of ignored, or they don't think it means what I think it obviously means, that there's people who are trying to see what kind of games they want to play. But the Boston Globe reported that the TIP, the Transition Integrity Project, met in June to simulate the 11-week period between Election Day and Inauguration Day on January 20th, 2021. The exercises state that, quote, Trump and his Republican allies used every apparatus of government, the Postal Service, state lawmakers, the Justice Department, federal agents, and the military to hold on to power, and Democrats took to the courts and the streets to try to stop it. They envision a scenario where Trump wins and Biden refuses to concede and instead asks for a recount and makes several demands, including to give statehood to Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico and divide California into five states. In this exercise, John Podesta, yes, of the Pizzagate, Hillary Clinton fame, is playing the character of Joe Biden. And the simulations essentially ended a constitutional crisis where there's no clear president and the Supreme Court or the military end up potentially playing a deciding role in this. And this unprecedented event, I'm basically saying, like, if something like this happens, this could be chaotic all through American life. And I think we've already been prepped for, the Democrats are saying, it might appear that Trump wins on the first night with the initial count, but don't worry because later on there's going to be, you know, the mail-in ballots and other votes take longer to count. And in the days and weeks afterwards, we might find out, see, Trump lost, and Trump and the other side is, you know, responding. And I think legitimately saying they're going to try to steal this election. And it's all theater, though. I don't trust these elections at all. I don't trust that your vote actually matters when we know that in 2016, and I hope it's consistent for a second election, that the largest voting bloc is non-voters. It was the majority in 2016. More people didn't vote than voted for either Trump or Clinton. And I hope we see that again in increasing numbers because that's a sign that their program's not working. If it goes back and more people vote, that means they convinced people that Trump is dangerous enough you have to vote, or Biden and the Democrats are dangerous enough you have to vote, and they keep people in that system. So let's hope that we see a rise in non-voters. And not just non-voters, because not voting is not enough. Being apathetic is not good. You know, you have to be an active non-voter, non-participation in the system, but and opting out of those systems because they're illegitimate, but still building on the ground level and waking people up and opting out and getting yourself independent from these systems that we know that they're trying to use to control us. So in that exercise, though, they saw all kinds of crazy things go down. I just want to read this one part I wrote here. If you think protests and fights between the extreme leftists and extreme right wingers are contentious now, just wait until they both feel shafted during the presidential election. Those who are opposed to Trump will claim Biden won and Trump is attempting to steal the election and create a fascist dictatorship. The Trump supporters will claim that will say the satanic radical leftist Democrats are attempting to establish a communist police state. The result will be neighbor turning against neighbor, family members disowning one another, and some political activists may escalate their tactics from protest to violence. And I definitely recommend reading Whitney Webb's piece on the TIP exercise. It goes much deeper than I just did, but it's just one of many. She also wrote about other simulations. Namely, there was one called Operation Blackout, which was conducted by the U.S.-Israeli company Cyber Reason. And the company, as she points out, has ties to the U.S. and Israeli intelligence, and its largest investor is SoftBank. Notably, SoftBank is named by the Eric Schmidt-led National Security Commission on AI as forming the, quote, backbone of a global framework of AI-driven companies. And it's part of the fourth industrial revolution, which has been called for by the World Economic Forum as part of the Great Reset. We're seeing a lot of the same usual characters and connections, Israeli intelligence connections, U.S. intelligence connections, Google connections via Eric Schmidt and others. And Operation Blackout, this simulation of the 2020 election by an Israeli company tied to U.S. intelligence. They found that hackers took control of city buses around the U.S. They also hacked the 911 system. They crashed cars into voters waiting in lines at polling station, hacked traffic lights causing accidents, and they released deep fakes all across the media to manipulate the public into thinking certain things were happening that weren't. And it just caused chaos all around the country that resulted in the canceling of the 2020 election and the imposition of martial law. So again, another exercise that doesn't end very well for what's going on in the United States. And these aren't just some random bloggers kind of jerking off and imagine like, hey, let's just dream, you know, about what's happening. Let's just, you know, protect, let's just pretend. No, these are people, again, John Podesta, who's connected to the Clintons and connected to a lot of powerful people in the Democratic Party, various agents within the Republican Party and the national security state, and then in U.S. and Israeli intelligence companies. And as we're about to see, there's even more. I mean, there's been several of these simulations. The last one we're going to cover gets into the topic of the potential for a dark winter, this phrase that we've also been seeing used recently. And there's been talk of not only a dark winter, but the second wave and all that in relation to COVID. So you have this convergence of the election and the talk of chaos around the election or potential for martial law if Trump doesn't leave office, or who's the military going to side with. And I don't know how much of it is actually theater. You know, it's hard to tell, but generally I do know that nobody becomes president without playing a part of this game. There's no, oh my God, how did Trump beat the media? That's all a part of the script that they want you to believe. While these exercises have simulated the potential for a contested election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, it is also necessary to understand that there was a simulation which happened nearly two decades ago and the role that it might play in the months to come. This exercise is called Dark Winter, and some of you may have heard of it. It took place in June 2001, only months before the 9/11 attacks. And it took place at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland. And it involved several congressmen, a former CIA director, former FBI director, government insiders, and privileged members of the press. The exercise simulated the use of smallpox as a biological weapon against the American public. And the Dark Winter script, which played out much like the Event 201 exercise, which was scripted with fake, you know, kind of news broadcasts and people doing an exercise for a certain amount of hours, and also was funded by many of the same people, as we're going to see. And in this exercise, as I said, it simulated the use of smallpox as a biological weapon against the people. The script also discusses how options for martial law, quote, include but are not limited to prohibition of free assembly, national travel bans, quarantine of certain areas, suspension of arrest without due process, and or military trials in the event that the court systems become dysfunctional. These are the kind of things that they said they could do in response to a biological weapon attack on the American people by smallpox. Oh, wait, we're getting attacked. Forget the Constitution. The full context of the exercise, again, can be understood by reading Whitney Webb's awesome pieces on that. But what's important to know is that the Dark Winter exercise, the script, it was written by three people: Tara O'Toole, Thomas Inglesby, and Randall Larson. And these people have been involved in the Dark Winter exercise. They were also personally briefing Vice President Dick Cheney after 9/11 about this exercise. And they were involved in Event 201 and in a lesser known 2018 exercise that some of you might have heard of called Crimson Contagion. And Event 201 was co-hosted by John Hopkins Center for Health Security. And that's the same. They were also involved in Dark Winter. And that is currently being led. John Hopkins Center for Health Security was involved in Event 201. The person who's currently leading John Hopkins Center was the co-author of the Dark Winter exercise two decades ago. And he was also, Tara O'Toole and Thomas Inglesby were also involved in the 2018 Crimson Contagion exercise, which examined how a bioweapon attack could trigger the first stages of martial law in the United States. So my point here is there's been simulations of the U.S. election and chaos and potential martial law. There's been simulations for decades going on about a virus outbreak or, you know, pandemics and how that could lead to martial law or that could lead to loss of liberties. And there's been this talk of a potential second wave or a dark winter. And we're already seeing that they're saying there's cases on the rise in Europe, talk of locking Europe down again, despite so many aspects of COVID being exposed in just different ways. And if you want to know more about that, read my articles that are linked to that and go to The Last American Vagabond, because we've done that. We've done the homework on the masks and the lockdowns and the test and the PCR test and the case numbers and all the manipulation that's been going on. So one thing that I also think we should pay a little bit of attention to is that Richard Bright, former director of the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, or BARDA, similar to DARPA, but in the health region, he recently was celebrated as a whistleblower. The mainstream storyline was this: Richard Bright, he left the Trump administration because he'd been trying to warn people about how dangerous the coronavirus is, and now he's become a whistleblower, and so he, you know, was run out of the administration, and he spoke in front of Congress. But what he said is important, because what he stated was, quote, "Without clear planning and implementation of the steps that I and other experts have outlined, 2020 will be the darkest winter in modern history." And I said, maybe Bright is simply a concerned scientist warning about the potential for more sick people. But his use of the phrase dark winter is hard to ignore. Not only that, Richard Bright is connected to some of these same people, this kind of connection to the Bill Gates World Health Organization apparatus, as well as some of the other establishment that I just outlined. So with the knowledge of the TIP simulation, the Cyber Reason simulation, the Crimson Contagion simulation, and the Dark Winter exercise, we should be cautious regarding narratives that are spun in the coming final weeks before the presidential election. With the connections between the individuals associated with these exercises and those involved in the fight against COVID-19, we should also be prepared in the event that the predicted chaos does come to fruition. And I also said, think back to how the Rockefellers lockstep scenario unfolded. It said that by 2025, people are sick of the BS from the government, and it leads to civil unrest. I believe that they're trying to provoke civil unrest in many different ways by stoking racism and by dividing the people left and right even further. And that's going to lead to the chaos, which is what they want. They want to create chaos so that they can create order out of it. This is what the establishment does. And unfortunately, my predictions about the attacks on independent media have also held up, and that this, we were attacked as being associated with Russian fake news after Trump got elected and that whole fake news meme spread. And since that time, so many social media, independent media companies have been deleted off social media and have been censored in different ways. And what I wrote then was that I want to read this last part because I think this is a part of my prediction that has held true. And then we're going to wrap up here as we talk about the Great Reset. And I hope this is making sense to you guys. This is, again, the why. We're talking about Operation Underground Railroad going live today. If you want to contact me about coming to Mexico and getting away from some of these things, or just thinking about having a place to bug out to or to exit and build if you need to, email me at opurr@protonmail.com, and we'll talk more about that. And go back to the beginning of the video if you came in late to hear me talk more about the Underground Railroad. But this is some of the why I think you should be prepared, whether you choose to stay in the United States or wherever you're at. Because the thing is, I know the United States is not the center of the world. I'm living in Mexico, but I absolutely understand that the results of what's coming in the United States and what happens will affect people around the world, especially in North America and parts of Europe. People who have nations have direct relationships to the United States. Whichever direction the United States goes, if it's a faux engineered civil war to create martial law, to create more order under the rule of who knows, it's not going to be good for liberty. So my predictions regarding the attacks on the independent media have come to fruition. 4 years ago, I wrote, quote, "If Trump is the establishment's wolf in sheep's clothing, the fake news meme is the establishment's tool for distraction and division." If over the last 4 years, the fake news label has been used to shadow ban, delete, and censor content creators and journalists. Trump plays his role as if he is in opposition to censorship. In reality, he is fine with authoritarianism as long as it's his side in control. And this, quote, feeds back into the love-hate Trump loop, further dividing Americans. Quite simply, I wrote, those who hate Trump feel justified in their discontent and are happy to buy media lies about Russian interference in the election and fake news spread by uneducated Trump supporters. On the other side of the fence, Trump supporters feel justified in their distaste for the corporate media and their apparent anti-Trump bias. The media's focus on Trump and repetition of unconfirmed rumors from unnamed government sources fuels the anti-establishment mood of the pro-Trump camp. The bottom line is Donald Trump has successfully played the role of the great divider and is doing his job to foment chaos and uncertainty surrounding election 2020. The establishment is also preparing the possibility of martial law in response to this chaos and uncertainty. Meanwhile, the public is being prepared for a second wave of COVID-19 infections, which could lead to the foreshadowed dark winter. I don't promote fear, but I do encourage everyone to heed these warnings, prepare for the potential for unrest in the coming days and weeks following the elections. And I mean that sincerely, that guys, like when I'm saying this, it's because I've been doing this research for about 10 years and there's been people much smarter than me who's been doing this for longer and we don't all agree. I understand that some of the things I'm saying about Trump, some of you are going to disagree. You probably already left if you've, I don't think, you know, hopefully if you support Trump, you're still listening and you can actually hear what I'm saying, whether you get, you believe, you agree with my assessment that Trump's a part of the plan. Maybe you see everything I see, the Great Reset, et cetera, but you think Trump is outside of it. At this moment, I really don't care. All I'm saying is that if you care about liberty and freedom and your family and the potential for what may be coming, then take care of yourself and have your family prepared one way or the other so you don't end up in a situation where you can't take care of yourself. That's what I mainly care about, okay? So please, please, please think about that. I'm going to wrap up this last piece of this article and then have a final note, and then we're basically, we're done, and I appreciate that. But again, the goal of today is to say Operation Underground Railroad is live. This is October 2nd, 2020. The election is November 3rd, 2020. The supposed, you know, bringing in the new president is January 20th, and they're predicting chaos in the 11 weeks in between there as the courts go one way or this party goes this way, and you know, who knows? I hope and I pray that things that, because the other possibility is, I will say, is that I'm completely wrong and that all of this amping up is designed to get us to be in a state of panic, and then the election's going to come and either Donald Trump will win and people will be offended and upset, but nothing real, you know, there'll be some protest, but they won't be able to completely take over and be some color revolution, false color revolution, some real 4D chess. Or Trump loses and he decides, okay, I lost, and he leaves, and it's all just, you know, build up to nothing. Because that would kind of be the ultimate to me to show, see, look, this is how they're playing us. Trump acts like, oh, I'm not going to leave office if the Democrats fake this, but then he loses and decides to just passively go ahead and pass it off, which is what the system says, right? And his supporters just kind of go back to sleep, right? And the people who were so afraid of Trump go back to sleep because they're like, oh, whew, we finally got rid of that guy. You know, I'm just, my point is that this could go a number of different ways. This is my analysis based on everything I've seen, though. And on top of everything else we talked about, COVID 1984 and all that whole circumstance and what that's leading to, the dark winter exercises, all the different simulations, the talk of a second wave in a dark winter, we also have the Great Reset. I wrote an article about this a couple months ago, and I think you should really read that one if you haven't. This is just a short summary of that Great Reset. Essentially, what it comes down to is these globalist tycoons, you know, wannabe central planners, including Klaus Schwab, who's a steering committee member of the Bilderberg Group, and the current head of the World Economic Forum, who was involved in Event 201 and is now calling for this Great Reset. That COVID-19 has shown us that our systems are unsustainable and that, you know, we can't take care of each other in this way. So the only solution is to, you know, abolish capitalism and create something more equitable and just and reset all of our systems using 5G and the fourth industrial revolution. And again, read the article. It goes into all this. But essentially what it comes down to is more central control, more top-down centralized world run by technocrats who manage the world's resources and people in the name of saving the planet. That's what it really comes down to. And I've exposed this already, this Davos class, as they call them, and the Great Reset, and how this all ties in, guys. This is, as I said, is coming in January 2021 when the World Economic Forum has their next meeting. And that's around the time the new president, or, you know, current president, will be reelected in there. So we have to consider the role of the Great Reset. And I think Trump is just playing a certain role in that. The bottom line with the Great Reset, the predator class is attempting to mask their true intentions with flowery language designed to lull the waking masses back to sleep. It is currently true that our world is existing in an unsustainable paradigm. We do have growing inequality, police violence, failing healthcare systems, and insufficient food production systems. These problems were apparent before COVID-19, and the fragility of these systems has indeed become more obvious in the recent months. However, the psychopaths would prefer if we allow them to stay in the driver's seat as they careen us into a future of technocratic control and the end of individual liberty. We must reject their version of the Great Reset and use this momentum, which I believe is real, that people are waking up. This is, I've been talking about this today. I did an interview that'll be out tomorrow with Foster Gamble and Kimberly Carter Gamble of Thrive about that people are, I do believe more and more people are waking up, and there is momentum. The people, the central planners, the Great Reset, these people pushing this, the globalists, are trying to use that momentum and redirect it, people's fear, but also our momentum, into what they call the Great Reset. We need to, there does probably need to be a reset or an evolution of humanity, but we need to be the ones in control as individuals, not some central planners. And we need to change the world in a way that respects individual liberty. In conclusion, I believe we have a potentially narrow window of time to inform our friends and family and motivate them to prepare for what may be on the horizon. We can spend our time attempting to convince them of the lies of COVID-19. We can also try to educate them about the numerous exercises predicting chaos and civil unrest across the United States. As important as education is in this information war, now might be the time to focus our energy on helping our families be prepared for what may come. Rather than attempting to convince them to see what you see or believe what you believe, perhaps we can simply help them, help keep them safe until they can clearly see the writing on the wall. I want to reiterate that I do not write these words or say these words in the hopes of inspiring fear or stress to anybody hearing these words or reading them. In fact, I hope that this analysis can point a clear enough picture of the grim reality we are facing so we may act. It is only by honestly facing our circumstances that we can hope to influence and change the path of humanity. This is a historic time to be alive, and we have the opportunity to play a powerful role. It's time to shake off the shackles and expose those who seek to hold us back for their own sick purposes. And that is my call to action tonight, friends and family, is to shake off your shackles and to pay attention to what's going on. If you are a Trump supporter, or if you are a QAnon supporter, I've noticed that some people, they say that, look, I understand Trump's not perfect and he's doing these different things, but at least he kind of is sort of sticking it to the globalists in these different ways. And ultimately, it tends to come down to this, and this is for left and right. And I hope that he's on our side, because if not, if Trump really is in on the plan, then oh my God, it's going to be global communism, or it's going to be New World Order, and we are screwed. Or the opposite. Well, I don't really like Biden. Yeah, he's not perfect. He does sniff those young girls, and he did help create legislation that harmed black people, and he created the earliest terror legislation, and all these different things. But hey, we got to get rid of Trump, right? I mean, and people start making these excuses. My point here is that we need to get past that fear of this fear paradigm that they're trying to play people in. Like, even just accept the lesser of two evils, right, and continue to play the game. My point here is that we have an opportunity to take this momentum and to see that nobody else is coming to save you. There is momentum. Get past the idea that you need the authority, Trump, Q, Biden, somebody else to save the day to make you feel better about what's going on. There is no white knight or white, anything or, any color, anything on a horse or anything else riding in the night to save you. It is up to you. You need to be proactive. If you care about what's going on, get prepared and stay where you are. If that fits you and that's better for you, and that's what you can accommodate your needs best, stay there. Get prepared. Get on freedomcells.org. Connect with other people. Get organized, decentralized, localized. Start being prepared for what might come. And even if it doesn't come, you'll come to realize you're actually living a better, thriving life anyways, and this is better for you. So, somehow we avert the disaster. There's no need for the fear or the concern anymore, and we can just live the lives we want. Well, you'll come to find by living your life in line with your principles and opting out of the systems that don't align with your principles, be those governmental systems, economic systems, food production systems, relationships, etc., that you are a more happy, more aligned individual. The answer, my friends, is to start being honest with ourselves that nobody is coming to save us. So that's one specific message to Trump supporters or anybody who thinks that my analysis is off and thinks that somebody is coming to save the day. I'm sorry to tell you, but it's not true. But that don't allow your fear to keep you from accepting that reality. Instead, see that as an opportunity for growth and to say, I can be empowered. Instead of being afraid that nobody is coming to come save me and ride in the way I've seen in all these fictional Hollywood movies, and that means I actually have to do some work and make an effort. Instead of being afraid of that or intimidated by that, be empowered by that and see that this is the ultimate opportunity to live, to your fullest capacity, and that you are alive in one of the most important times in humanity's history, as far as we know. Of course, there's a lot we don't know. But I don't know. I don't want to give it a measurement of how important it is. All I know is that we're alive right now, and I believe we are meant to be here. I believe every single one of you that I've connected as friends, family, individuals, commenting, whether we're debating or we're getting along, that we are connecting for one reason or another. And my only hope here is to plant seeds and to try to get this idea out there and to bring this information that we have just covered tonight in the hopes that if anybody is concerned with what's coming and they see a reason to be prepared to maybe get out of the country or to just hunker down and be prepared for anything and do, get localized and decentralized, that you can at least think of this, that I offered an opportunity to do that. And again, the email is OPURR as in Operation Underground Railroad at protonmail.com. OPURR at protonmail.com. And I want to show you one last article, guys, because it sort of points to what I was talking about. I've been studying a lot of I constantly read articles and things that I don't agree with from the left, from the right, everywhere, because I want to understand not only which propaganda is being put out by what side, but there's truth everywhere. There's bits and pieces. I can take things, that's not truth, I don't agree with that, or actually that's not factual, but they said some interesting things. This is The American Mind, publication of the Claremont Institute. This is not an endorsement of the Claremont Institute, The American Mind, or any of this. This might be some crappy, whatever think tank. It's definitely conservative, right-leaning. All I know is I found it. It was linked to it from a more left-leaning article from The Atlantic about the potential for civil war. And it was basically saying, no, the Democrats are not planning a color revolution. And it was a response to this article from Michael Anton, who will go down here. This is a fairly lengthy article. It's a good read. But Michael Anton, a lecturer, research fellow at D.C. Hillsdale College, senior fellow at the Claremont Institute, and former national security official in the Trump administration, the author of the book, The Stakes, America at the Point of No Return. And so he outlines much of the information that I just went under, but from his perspective, it's just the Democrats. It's only the Democrats that are going to try to, he says, I can't imagine a situation where Trump wouldn't leave office voluntarily unless it's just, you know, obvious that they have been ripped off. And so he goes under the same, he talked about the TIP, the report and the exercise. And he basically says that he thinks that they're, you know, the Democrats and Obama and Hillary are, they're planning a coup. And, you know, Hillary has said Joe Biden shouldn't concede under any circumstances. I can see how, from his perspective, it's just the Democrats doing this. And Donald Trump is just being an honest man. And, you know, he says Obama has spent years getting the military on his side. So the military might not be on Trump's side and it could be a true coup. Are they going to, will the Secret Service drag Trump out? And he says, you know, they're usually apolitical, but it could be possible, and just goes on and talks about color revolutions. And color revolutions are real, and they have happened in other countries. And I think it's potential for one to happen here in the U.S. But I don't think it would be a color revolution to remove Donald Trump, the democratically elected hero that we all know and love, or anything like that. Like, I think that ultimately these sides work together. There may be factions in what some people have come to call the New World Order, what I call the pyramid of power, where they don't all necessarily agree all the time. But this is families and basically they're mafias of families, banking families and otherwise, political families, secret societies that go back generations, guys. And if you're not ready for that truth, I'm sorry to tell you, it's not as simple as the Democrats versus the Republicans. It's much deeper than that. And if you haven't woken up to that reality, if you think that the people behind all this are just the Democrats and just the radical left, yes, some Marxist philosophy is divisive and is a problem, but that doesn't mean that's the only enemy you face. You have to remember, if you don't know already, maybe some of you don't know, that the same banking families and the same banking elite that have funded both sides of many, many wars and conflicts, they also gave funding to the various communist parties and communist revolutions. And they also connected, you can check out the work of Anthony Sutton, to funding Hitler and others. And so they have funded nationalism, they have funded fascism, they have funded communism and socialism. They don't care. They will, capitalism for sure. All these systems have been associated with the state, with statism. None of these systems are clean. Even capitalism, you know, they're all different mechanisms that have been used to divide people by the same group of people. It's not that we need to fight the communists and save America for the good capitalists, because the capitalism's not perfect either. You know, I agree, you know, that there are, you know, I'm not going to get into that whole debate, but the point is that these people that are manipulating world events and have been for generations. You really think that somehow Donald Trump got elected and surprised everybody and the media could have never guessed this and oh my God, and now what are we going to do? It's all theater, right? And this is the whole thing. So this guy sees some of what's going on, but he's filtering it through his right-wing conservative brain. And so he only thinks that the people who are manipulating world events are, you know, the Democrats and the left wing. And so I can see how people place their blame like that, but I think it needs a deeper analysis. Again, I will post as soon as this video ends, I'll go back and edit the description of the videos on Facebook, YouTube, etc., and add all the links I just went over. Actually, let me just run through them briefly for those who are tuning in, and we're going to wrap up. I went over my book, How to Opt Out of the Technocratic State. I recommend downloading this book. It's very important right now. You can download it for free. You can purchase a physical copy if you want. And there's a chapter on the Underground Railroad. There's on all kinds of ideas on preparing for what's happening now and what's coming. I also talked about a previous video on the Counter-Economic Underground Railroad. All of this can be found on theconsciousresistance.com. On the Conscious Resistance Live 107, I did an AMA about the Mexico Project, why I came to Mexico, what my plans are here, and what I'm doing. And I also recently wrote this, Mexico Project, aka the Conscious Agora, further detailing that. We also talked about my why. Why am I creating an underground railroad? Why do I think this idea is necessary? And why? And my recent article for The Last American Vagabond, The Establishment's Plan to Divide, Part 2, COVID-19, the Election 2020, and the Great Reset, which again, I highly recommend you guys reading and sharing. And then we went over this article, The Coming Coup, just to kind of show a more right-wing view of this. But again, the left wing has their own version of this where they think Donald Trump's not going to leave. And they think, of course, Biden is just being an innocent, good guy, or they're okay with it. They don't care. They honestly don't care if it's a coup. That's the thing that's kind of difficult about this, is that both sides are kind of okay with a coup. So in some way, there might be attempts at a coup from the left or the right. If Trump doesn't win, and it's clear he doesn't win, I don't think he will leave, and he'll cry that it's election's been stolen, and vice versa. But I think it's all a part of the theater, because all at the end of the day, they're all criminals. So please, if you are new here, bookmark theconsciousresistance.com to get all of our latest content. Follow us on all these websites, on all these other social media networks. I know a lot of you watch through Facebook and YouTube, but please make sure to follow me on these other platforms. I keep getting banned on Facebook, and we've had videos taken down. I've been banned on YouTube as well, and it seems to be an eventuality, especially the closer we get to the election, that alternative information is going to be attacked and deleted. So please follow me where you can. And the final time I'll say it, OPURR at protonmail.com, Operation Underground Railroad at protonmail.com, for anybody who wants to has questions about the border and wants to think about this. This is not, again, running away, because this agenda is global. I have some reporting coming up about the plan for vaccines in Mexico that I'm, becoming aware of. And so there's no running away. That's not my plan. But I do think sometimes we can think strategically about how to make sure we still have areas to go to where there is relative freedom in the event that things do get pretty hectic and dicey in the U.S. And those who want to go out there and fight and, think they're playing Call of Duty, feel free to do that. But many of us realize that revolutions or civil wars are violent, bloody, and not some, video game you're playing. So people who think they're going to go out there and LARP and be a war hero, I think have another thing coming. So you might actually want to have some plans for what you can do to protect your family and friends if it comes down to that. Let's hope and pray it doesn't. And that's where I'm going to leave it, guys. Operation Underground Railroad is live now. This is something I've been planning on and working on since the beginning of this year, and I never knew it would become so important so soon. If you are interested, email me at OPURR at protonmail.com, and I will respond to you. And I appreciate everybody who's tuned in tonight. This has just been a really important broadcast to me. It's something I wanted to get out. And as I said earlier, October is going to be, all my focus will be on this. I'm going to be writing that template next week. I'll make a video about it and do a written version. And I implore you, if you are concerned with what's coming, to make an honest effort to think of 5 to 10 people that you really care about, if not more, and make a phone call, a text, or something direct specifically, not just throwing it into the abyss of social media. And I ask you to think about what you might feel like if later on something has happened and you didn't make an effort to reach out to people that you care about and see if you could help them out. So just really consider that option of helping our family and friends that might not agree with us, and it doesn't really matter at this moment. So please consider that, Operation Underground Railroad. I will be making that template and doing a video. I also will be doing another video on the dark winter. It's going to be, if you've seen my video on the Great Reset, it's on the front page of theconsciousresistance.com. Go watch that after this if you haven't. 10 minutes, short and sweet. Good graphics and production explains the Great Reset. We got another video coming out shortly on the dark winter in the same style. So, and I'm also working on my documentary Pyramid of Power this month. So if you don't hear from me this much this month, it's because I'm working on all this stuff and I'm getting prepared. But just know that I care about you, each of you. You are not alone, and that we can do this together. The final thing I want to say is I did do an interview today with Foster Gamble and Kimberly Carter Gamble, as I said earlier. And it looks like the video is done, so I'm going to upload this once we hang up, and maybe it'll be out tonight or tomorrow for those who are curious about that, and you can hear more about Thrive too. But that's what we're going to leave it for tonight, guys. Remember, you have such an important role to play in what's coming. Do not doubt that we can take on anything that is put in front of us, and that it's put in front of us for a reason. I believe that we are where we are right now, connecting with each other, mind and heart and being, for a purpose, and that we can fulfill that purpose, and we can create the better world that many of us have been fighting for most of our lives, whether consciously and or unconsciously. And it's time for us to really step into our power, to abandon our immaturity and our doubts and our fear and insecurities, and to heal those wounds so that we can be the best versions of ourselves and work together to help as many people as possible. There's going to be a great effort to divide as many of us over the coming weeks as possible in the United States and abroad. Do not fall prey to this. Do not let them divide you. This is their plan, and they will succeed if they can succeed in dividing the people and turning us against each other, because a divided people are an easily conquered people. These are age-old tactics. We need to know that. We need to be smarter than that, and we do that by staying centered, by recognizing that people have different opinions and different values and different thoughts, but we can still collaborate, we can work together, and we can build a better world. We can respect each other's individual sovereignty. That's the world we're after here at the Conscious Resistance, and I hope you guys will join us. Until next time. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free, my friends. Peace.
This is Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
Derek Bros.
This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
The
We've been fighting a long time, and we've all lost so very much.